A Year on Temple Square. The Church History Museum by Chad E. Ferris of Church Magazines. Come with us this month for a look at an important place on Temple Square. Blake and Ellie C. weren't there when the Nauvoo, Illinois Temple was built. They also weren't there when the first Book of Mormon was published or when the Salt Lake Tabernacle was finished. However, when this brother and sister from Layton, Utah, visited the Church History Museum in Salt Lake City, they learned that they could still feel the same spirit felt by those who were there. Blake and Ellie started their tour by looking at a stained glass triptych that depicts the appearance of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ to Joseph Smith in the Sacred Grove. A triptych is a piece of art consisting of three panels side by side. And this stained glass triptych is made of stained glass, which is glass colored for decorative purposes. The triptych is at the beginning of the museum exhibit for a good reason. Without the first vision, there would be no church history. As people learned about the first vision and the Book of Mormon, more and more converts joined the church. Many of them gathered in Nauvoo, Illinois. In Nauvoo, the Lord commanded the saints to build a temple. The Nauvoo temple was decorated with several sunstones on its exterior. At the museum, Blake and Ellie saw a copy of an original sunstone. New Children's Exhibit. This month, the museum opens a new children's exhibit about the Book of Mormon. The exhibit will have displays and activities based on stories from the Book of Mormon and the importance of sharing and living its teachings. The announcements of the construction of many of the temples have taken place from behind the pulpit in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. The museum includes a replica of the original pulpit and rostrum, as well as a few rows of pews. A pulpit is a high reading desk used in conducting a worship service. The rostrum is a platform raised above the surrounding level to give prominence to the person on it. Many temples have been built since the Nauvoo Temple was completed in 1846. There are now more than 130 temples all across the world. Many include an Angel Moroni statue atop the temple. In the years after Joseph Smith received the first vision, the Lord commanded him to translate the gold plates, which included writings of ancient prophets. The translation was published on a printing press as the Book of Mormon. One of the museum exhibits includes a printing press and a Book of Mormon that was printed on it in 1830. A printing press is a machine that prints books, newspapers, or magazines. End of the section, A Year on Temple Square. End of the article, The Church History Museum, by Chad E. Ferris of Church Magazines.